Chapter 28. Surely there is a mine for silver, and a place for gold which they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is smelted out of the ore. Man sets an end to darkness, and searches out, to the furthest bound, the stones of obscurity and of thick darkness. He breaks open a shaft away from where people live. They are forgotten by the foot, they hang far from men, they swing back and forth. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, underneath it is turned up as it were by fire. Sapphire has come from its rocks. It has dust of gold. That path no bird of prey knows, neither has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud animals have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed by there. He puts forth his hand on the flinty rock, and he overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks. His eye sees every precious thing. He binds the streams that they do not trickle. The thing that is hidden he brings forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man doesn't know its price, neither is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It isn't in me." The sea says, "It isn't with me." It can't be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for its price. It can't be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. Gold and glass can't equal it, neither shall it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal. Yes, the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. From where then comes wisdom? Where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living, and kept close from the birds of the sky. Destruction and death say, "We have heard a rumor of it with our ears." God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the farthest parts of the earth, and sees under the whole sky. He establishes the force of the wind. Yes, he measures out the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it, and declared it. He established it, yes, and searched it out. To man he said, "Look, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding."